traveling the world searching for equestrians of all breeds. The journey starts now on the International Equine Network.
Good afternoon. Great time of the year. Tomorrow. Tomorrow is the best day of the year, the 29th. Starts off Kentucky Derby week in Louisville, Kentucky. We're weeding them out down to the 20 horses that are going to be in the Derby. If you join us on IENTV.org on Monday, you'll be able to watch the pull for the post positions of the 2023 Kentucky Derby. That'll be at 2 o'clock on IENTV.org. And we'll see who's going where, and then we'll hear all the stories about, oh, we got the best post position. Oh, we don't know what we're going to do. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, how that comes out. And for the Kentucky Oaks, a great week next week, all throughout Louisville in the horse industry. They got opening night is tomorrow at Churchill Downs. That's going to be a great card that they have there. It's a nighttime racing for the first night, opening night, and so it's going to be interesting to see. The grooms don't like it because the racing starts like it's 6 o'clock at night and it doesn't end until 10:30, and so it makes for a long day, for the workers. But it's part of the excitement of the Kentucky Derby. And we've got a lot of Derby news this week. We've had some horses drop out of the Derby due to injuries. We've had some people decide that they'd rather run in the Preakness and skip the Derby because they didn't feel like their horse was ready yet for the Derby. So, you know, it's really good. And that's what I like about it. And I take my hat off to all these owners and the trainers that have stepped forward, like they did last year with Wayne Lucas. He scratched the horse out and Rich Strike got in and won the Derby. And it's really good to see, the trainers and the owners thinking of their horse and thinking of the sport. It would be great to run in the Derby, but, you know, if they don't really have a shot at winning it, owners, you know, have backed out of it. And so that's what I like to see, honesty and the thinking of the horse and the racing public, and that makes it, this makes the sport even better. And you know, it started off a good week here so far. Everybody's in town. The Japanese horses are in town. I think we got one more coming from out on the West Coast that'll be coming out. As Skinner is his name, so we'll see what happens to that. But like I said, it's been a good weekend. We got all of our Derby horses from Palm Beach Downs up to Churchill. They all made a trip up there. They're all doing very well. Weather is going to be an interesting situation. Like we've talked all year long about the things that trainers can and can't control. If you control everything that you can, then you got a shot. But the things you can't control, like weather, track conditions, things of that nature, it's just nothing you can do about it. It was odd that they've had cold weather and rainy weather, and you had a muddy track today up at Keeneland in Churchill, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Now, if you tune in the morning to IENTV.org, you can watch the horses train from 7 to 8 o'clock, all the Derby and the Kentucky Oaks horses live on our website. It's called the Morning Works at Churchill, and it's an hour long. Good information. You get up and close and personal with the jockeys and the trainers, and you get to see the horses train. And it's from 7 to 8 o'clock in the morning. It's a great program, and it keeps you right up to date. We'll take those Morning Works show all the way up until the 4th of May. Is when our last Morning Work show will be the 4th of May. Yeah, to look at it. So I hope you take a look at it and see what all we have. Today on our website, we got live racing from across America. And it's called called American Racing Across America. Sorry about that. But we got racing from Keeneland, really good show on there. We have on our website, we've got the International Equine Report. It's the live Keeneland feed. We have the morning rerun of the Morning Works, the Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks Works. We have the Wood Memorial. You know, what I did on the website is I want everybody to get a good look at the horses that are going to be running in the Derby. So what I did is I selected all the important races that they ran in getting into the Derby, what they their signature race that said, hey, we're going to the Derby. We have the Wood Memorial Stakes from Aqueduct. You can see the replay. You can see who won the race. And I'm not going to tell you. I want you to come and look at it. But you can see who won the Wood Memorial and why he's making it to the Kentucky Derby. That race catapulted him to the Kentucky Derby. Then we have the Fairgrounds. We have the Louisiana Derby. You'll see that race. That was a good race. And you'll see why that you know, that horse is coming to Derby. Then we have the Florida Derby. Same again. You can understand, you know, why these horses are going to the Derby, because you get to see them. You get to see them run. And that was their last big race before the Derby. We got the Bluegrass Stakes that you'll see. You'll see why those horses are coming to the Derby. And then we have the Oakland, at Oakland Park, we have the Arkansas Derby, which that horse is really good there. And I'm not going to tell you who. I want you to come and look at it. Then we have the Santa Anita Derby. It was a great race. Nice horses coming out from west. They're coming in to the east for the Derby. And then we had the Tampa Bay Derby from Tampa Bay down. And you'll see why that horse is coming to Churchill. And, you know, it's really good to see. And then, having said that, if you go to our Last Call website, you can see live the Ocala Breeder Sales, two-year-old training sale. And that I tell you what, it just blew my mind when I saw the day we had had a horse that went for $1.2 million today, and the sale's still going on. And might have another one. Yesterday we had a two-year-old that went for $2.2 million. So it shows you that the industry is solid. You know, we have a lot of horses selling for a lot of money, and that's a true indication of what, you know, the industry is going to be in the next year when they're spending that kind of money, you know, to see to let us know, said, hey, this is what's going on here, guys. This is what's going on here. And then one other little thing I would like to tell you about is if you go to the website there and you look at Churchill Downs, you see how they make the garland of roses and lilies for the race on Friday and Saturday coming up. And also, if you come to our website on Friday, and you will see how they make them. You will see a live video of the people at the Kroger's Company Floral Department involved in there, how they make the roses, and you'll see that live. And a lot of good interviews that will be coming up on there. And so that's our website. Our website is really something that you need to go to and look at. It's good entertainment and good to, you know, just look around and spend a few minutes and see what the horse business is all about. Now the Kentucky Derby week is starting off tomorrow. There's a lot of things that are going on in Louisville, and it's a great time to go. You don't have to know a lot about horses, you know, to go to Derby Week, to the Pegasus Festival that they have there. What you need to do is just take a look at what we have to offer here and go to the websites that they have at Churchill and the Derby Week specials that they have all throughout the county and the state and the city. And like they have the Bloom Glow, which is probably 20 or more hot air balloons that they have a balloon race with. They have the Battle of the Boats. They have the Bella Lobo usually races like the Delta Queen or, you know, a nice steamboat race that they have there. The parades are good. The food is good. There's always something going on there. But this is what you should expect in Kentucky Derby week. The Kentucky Derby is unlike any other sporting event with a crowd of more than 150,000 people, unparalleled history and tradition, and its unique spectacle. The Kentucky Derby has been described by Forbes magazine as one of the greatest bucket list sporting events in America. Every year, on the first Saturday in May, thousands of guests gather under the twin spires at Churchill Downs and create a lifelong memories with their friends and family. And I have a niece that's coming into town here on Monday, and she's going to spend a couple days here at the farm, and then she's going on down to Key West, Florida. And the friends that she has that she met up with are friends that they met at the Derby. So they have a Derby tradition that's going on, you know, and that's really a great thing. A lot of people do that. They go to the Derby and they get that experience to be at the Derby in the crowd, see the horses, you know, and go through everything they go through. And then for one reason or another, geographically, they might not be able to get, you know, to Louisville on the first Saturday in May. It might be an economic thing because it's quite expensive when you go to spend a vacation somewhere during the, you know, during a sporting event. And so, you know, they stay at home and have a big party. And you know, it's just, you keep the spirit going. And hopefully you can get to it every year. But if you can't, you know, there's other ways that you can celebrate and create memories that last you a lifetime in there. We want to have the best possible experience at our event. So we put together some helpful suggestions for the first trip to Kentucky Derby. Whether you are the first-time guest or a veteran of many derbies, we hope that the brief guide will help you make the most of your visit. Now, this comes from KentuckyDerby.com, and you can go to the internet and watch that. You know, they talk about fashion and comfort. You know, when you go, they talk about having a, you know, a derby hat for the women and a derby hat for the guys, and, you know, to wear good shoes, you know, flat shoes so that you can walk around and still look good. You know, your feet and your legs will thank you for all the comforting that you can put on your feet at the derby time. And believe me, it's tough. It's tough. But they have, you know, a lot of good things there on the site. And that's KentuckyDerby.com. But here, the weather. It's an outdoor event. It's a wild card at the Kentucky Derby for sunshine and cloudy skies. They bring you burnt noses and tan lines. The spring showers that make our world fabulous tulips bloom and the roses look good. So, you know, that's the weather you can't predict. You know, like I said, we got water and rain there today, and that doesn't mean it's going to be like that next week. And everything on Oaks Day of the week from today that we have here. And, you know, you just got to be smart when you go. Comfortable. Enjoy the day. There's a lot of things that you can do there. The energy of the crowd is just unbelievable. It's like an NCAA Final Four. You can make it, walk up to the paddock and see the horses come in. And this is the best thing that Churchill's done this year. They got 400 new restroom stalls that they've added in the last 2 years. It's a good idea to head for the facilities well before it becomes an emergency. And believe me, I've been there and done that. And also, but you know, they're making it a lot better. You're looking at around 150,000 people are going to be there at Churchill, and you know that's a lot of people. The security and safety there is, you just can't compare it to anything else. That's first and foremost. They want safety and security for the patrons that come to Churchill. and they have local, state, and federal enforcement to ensure that everything runs smooth and safe. And so that's what I like about it. You know, they take care of you. They don't want you to bring any large purses, cameras with detachable lenses and camcorders and laptop computers. You know, they don't want you to bring that with you. So if you go to the derby.com, detectivederby.com, you can get those rules and regulations that they have there. Parking and access to the track. The parking maps and shuttle taxi services, rideshare locations. Please visit KentuckyDerbyParking.com, and they'll explain to you where the best place to park is, what time to get there, you know, that type of thing. And it's really good, considering they got 150,000 people. When I'm there, I stay over in Indiana in a relative's house, and it's about 8 miles from Churchill Downs, and it's taken me sometimes 2 hours to get that 8 miles back across the route, the bridge there in Kentucky, because, you know, everybody tries to get out at one time, and, you know, you just got to take the time and get out and where you're going and make sure you hit those new restrooms at Churchill before you get in that car to go. And I'm telling you, that's the best advice I could give you. And do that. You know, when you talk about going to the Derby, you got the infield, and which is great. You can go and find your spot along the fence, and you almost can see a horse from the infield sometimes. But they got a lot of things going on in the infield, and you make a lot of friends. And, you know, they've got food, and they got plenty of restrooms and everything in the infield. And they got the big Jumbotron that you can see, you know, the horse racing on. So, you know, if you're going to the infield and expecting to, you know, see a lot of horses, that's not going to happen. I'll tell you that for sure. You will see horses. You'll see them on the Jumbotron. You can't see them from certain spots in the fenced in area there in the infield, but it's really not a bad deal to go to. It's really well worth an experience, you know, I would think, to go just to you know, see what the Derby's like from the inside of the track. You know, so it's really nice. There's a lot of applications that you can get to tell you about, you know, the Derby and where to go. I'm telling you, I'm just thinking about it now, and I'm thinking about all the food, Kentucky Burgoo, the barbecue chicken, the barbecue pork chops, the mint juleps, everything is really good there. You know, I tell you, I'm not a real big betting guy, but let me tell you, they have some of the greatest tote people in all of racing there at Churchill. These ticket takers, if they call them, that come in and, you know, they sit behind a cage and they tell you, you know, ask you what you're going to bet. And what I like about the takers that they have at Churchill is that they know their business. They help you along. If you never bet before, you know, they help you along and move things along with telling you, you know, win places, show bets, trifectas, exactas, superfectas, you know, pick sixes. They tell you all that, and they're really good. And what's interesting about the tote people there at Churchill, and they need thousands of them to, you know, get everybody taken care of. What I like about it is the tote people come from different racetracks all over the world. All over the world. And, you know, I got a friend that comes down from New Jersey every year. She does the Keeneland meet, and she'll do the Kentucky Derby, and then she goes back up north, and then she'll do the Preakness and then the Belmont Stakes. And so she's got her regular people come and visit her there at her tote booth there at Churchill. And so it's, again, it's like traditions and things that you do, you know, when you're going to the Derby. And to have all those people come from all over, I mean, all over. You know, if you speak Spanish, they got people that speak Spanish. If you got people that speak French, they speak French. And if you got people there, which you got a lot to do, speak country, you got people that do that. So, you know, it's really a good deal. And they got scanning machines. They got all kinds of things there, you know, that help make it go a lot better, you know, for them. So, you know, don't be afraid. Don't be shy. Just ask them, you know, when you get up there, if you're confused about something, just tell them and they'll help you get through it real quick that they have. Cellular Wi-Fi service. Like any major sporting event, the sheer number of people that you're going to have there at Churchill make a cellular service unpredictable. And let me tell you, I've been back in the barn, and we could not use our phones back in the barn because, you know, there's just so many people on the site, you know, itself, you know, they were on site. And it was tough. So you have to make sure that if you're going to the Derby, you upgrade your products on your phone, especially with Verizon and AT&T. Be prepared for possibility of intermittent cell coverage. There is no public Wi-Fi available on the Oaks and Derby Day. So that makes it really tough there. And some of the outlets that they have, or, you know, they struggle a little bit, but, you know, when you're talking about 150,000 plus people, and probably all of them, one person has a cell phone, you know, there. So that's what that'll be. In case of an emergency, you need to get lost or separated from your party. You may find yourself in need of assistance, and the staff there will be glad to help you. They have 14,000 employees throughout the track on Derby Day. 14,000 people, and that 150 are going to be people that can help you at the track. They'll be wearing red shirts and or a coat. In addition to that, you will see ushers wearing bright yellow shirts, windbreakers, as well as a variety of uniformed security personnel that you can go to and ask how to get where and do what you need to do, you know. So that's you know, that's something to think about. And, you know, like I said, all year long we've been talking about being prepared for what we do in the horse business, and especially, like, you know, when you're going to an event, you want to know your surroundings. You want to know where you're at. Remember where you parked at, you know, that type of thing. And it can be a fun time if you take all these things into consideration. Remember, at the track, cash is king. While ATMs will be plentiful throughout the facility, you can bring make some money wagering and have a lot of money on you. So you got to be careful, you know, when you go there. On the entrance to the track, don't be flashing your money around. You know, don't be spending $100 bills, cashing $100 bills, $50 bills. I would suggest having a lot of 20s on you, a lot of 20s and 10s. You know, that makes it a lot easier on the vendors, the tote takers, and it makes it a lot easier on you. Because if you start flashing around $100 bills and $50 bills, you got a lot of eyes out there that would like to have that and not get it the legal way, you know, pickpocketing and things of that nature. So that's what you need to, you know, think about when you're out there. You know, you can't place bets on your credit cards. So remember that when you go on. You know, you can't use your credit card or debit card to make bets. It's against the law in Kentucky. So it's got to be cash. There's a lot of ATM machines throughout Churchill Downs. You can see where they're at, and usually the lines are long. And that's because a lot of people don't think about bringing cash with them when they come in, you know, to do what they do. And then especially if you want a lot of cash, you know, they're going to pay you back in 20s and 50s and 100s. You know, so that kind of defeats that purpose. You know, but you can also tell them, you know, could you get this 20s back? You know, that type of thing. So those are things that you got to think about on Derby Day. It's hard for me to explain how nice it is at Derby time, how the people are. The people are really great. They take care of each other. They look out for each other. They help each other out. And it's really a great time to, be there and make friends and lifelong friends, and, like I said, my niece, she was there 1 year, and there were some people watching the Derby and partying, and she was there, next to them, and so they struck up a conversation, and they started talking, and then they emailed each other, and then they, talked to each other several times over the phone, and said, "Hey, you going to the Derby this year?" "Well, of course." And then I said, "Well, we'll meet at the same spot we met at, at 2 o'clock on, Derby Day or Oaks Day, and they get together." And that's how all that happens, so that's really good, that you got somebody that you can look forward to meeting and discuss the horses and the whole party, there. The thing that you got to remember about them when you're there and pari-mutuel wagering windows, they will be cashing winning mutual tickets out of Derby Week paddock box office located at the white lot at the west gate number 5. The ticket cashing will be from 10:30 to 4 p.m. 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Gates will open access from parking lot by 9:30. After Sunday, the next opportunity to cash your check or your tickets will be Thursday, starting at 1 p.m. in the Aristides Lounge, second floor. And there's no fee for admission or on Thursday for ticket cashing. And so, once you get your tickets, you just take it with you and then you come back the next week if possible. You can also mail them in. You can also hang around and get them cash. You can do that. It says, please make a copy of your ticket for your records. Mail the original along with your name, address, city, state, zip code, and phone number to Churchill Downs Incorporated, Attention Treasurer, 700 Central Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 402-08-1212. And then that way you can get your money back, from there. And then you got to remember that the Internal Revenue Service requires reporting the payouts on wagers that exceed odds of more than 300-1 and pay in excess of $600. Now, the IRS also require automatic withholding on IRS payouts that exceed $5,000. So, they're right there on you, and they got all that information. You hit a big $5,000 ticket, and the people at the windows and tote people will be able to help you if you do that. So that'll be there. You got to have a proof of current address, Social Security number. You got to have purchaser's signature attesting to the ownership of the ticket. So, you win and you're all excited, probably have a few, drinks in you, mint juleps, and you got a lot to do, it's technical before you can get that big cash of money, out to you. You got to make the most of the trip. It's a great place to go to. It's something, that you can really enjoy. If you need to contact, Churchill, it's Kentucky Derby, 700 Central Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40208. And your phone number is 502-636-4400. And that'll get you in and they'll tell you all about the Derby. That's what I like. I like to do my homework before I go somewhere. And what's neat about it is when you do your homework and you get online, especially when you get online, you get out there and you take a look, and it becomes reality. And it feels like that you've been there before because, you're doing what you have to do, to get there. And also, you know, there's a lot of things to think about when you get in going to the Derby and all the other things, and get caught up in the hoopla and you know, have fun and go to the balloon races and the boat races and, you know, that type of thing. Now we're going to talk a little bit about the horses that will be in the Derby this year. I tell you, it's been a tough year for the horsemen. A lot of things have happened, over the year. I've never seen such a diverse field in horses that are trying to get to the winner's circle on the first Saturday in May. And the reason I say that is because, like we've talked about all year long, weather played a big factor in these horses getting to Churchill on Saturday, a week from Saturday. In the south, we had a lot of rain, cold weather. In Arkansas, I had a lot of rain and cold weather. Out west, we had a lot of wind and hot weather. And it literally got to the point where they had to close down, the training for a few days. Now, with the thoroughbred, if you don't train him every day and have to miss a few days here and there, that can be tolerated. But if it happens too much and too often, you know, you got to worry about it. For example, if you're in New Orleans or Hot Springs, or California, they get a lot of rain this time of year. And so you got to figure out how many days your horse trained on a wet, sloppy track, a fast track, were you able to get on the grass? There's just a lot of things there that you got to worry about. And I'm telling you, it was wicked. It was wicked this year. You know, they had to close the tracks down in California because of wind. Had to do them because of rain. Same thing in Hot Springs, rain. And same thing, in New York and Kentucky. And Florida, it was pretty good. We didn't have too many, rain days, but their tracks, can handle the water here in Miami. So those are things that we're worried about now. And we're going to find out down the road who that really bothers. Now, the final standings for the Derby this year, very impressive. Very impressive. I was amazed to see the money that was earned by these horses. We'll start at the top of the list. It was Forte. He ended up with 190 points out of the Todd Fletcher barn, and he had earnings of $2.359 million. A lot of money. And he got it because he was raced fairly light, and they had a plan. Our second entry is Practical Move. Had 160 points, and he made an earning right at $822,000. And he's trained by Tim Yack from out west. So now you're seeing the point that we're getting at here and kind of going down through. Normally, the horses that in the number two spot with 60 points, sorry about that. You're sitting there saying, well, that's pretty good. 822,000. But you got Angel of Empire that's sitting in the second spot. They've got 154 points and a total earnings of $1,226,375. And he's second in the Derby polling. Because Practical Move ran the right races and got up there and nickeled and dimed and ended up being second, which I think that was really a great win, move by Tim Yack. Angel of Empire, oh man, he ran the races. He had a Derby rating points of 150, and he made $783,000 in money, And I'm telling you, it's something else. Last week, I was sitting outside the plane, and I said, man, here I go again, flying again with these ones. I said, oh, my goodness. I said, are you looking here? And then, you know, we started thinking, like, hey, flying, driving, riding, whatever you got to do, you got to get up and get those points. And even though Practical Move has more points than Angel of Empire, he made a Peace of Move made 822,000. It was the hard way. He had to really chase that money. He had to chase it. It wasn't like he was a forte and go out and win the Breeders' Cup and the Florida Derby. You know, he was down from the south and got it the hard way. I think it made him a better horse. Then we have stablemate Todd. He made 100. Let's see here. He made money. 642,000. A lot of money. You know, we got Dreams Sologate made $1,112,000. That's a horse from Asia. King's Barn made 600,000. It's just amazing. You know, I'm sitting here looking at all this money. And I'm looking back over the races saying, oh, gee whiz. If he could have just got through that hole on the rail, he's ready to go, you know. But like I said, this money is just it's phenomenal. It's being, paid here. And it's starting to come out. And like I said, you don't have to win the big races to get to the top. It really helps. But a lot of these horses made close to, $1.2 million or $1.3 million that they can go to the Derby with. But it sure did take a lot of races to get them there. Now, like with Pletcher and some of the other horses that are there, it's kind of interesting to see how they came, how they got there. And some of them stayed up north and went to all the big trainers. And hold on one second here. We just found out that, we're going to have another horse scratch today. And I don't know who it's going to be. It should be coming up here in just a few minutes. But, you just don't know how they're going to earn this money. It's all tough. It's all tough to do. We're down right now to a horse named Skinner got in. He had 45 points, and he had 175,000. And that's that is the lowest money earner that got in the Derby. He's got $174,500 and 45 points. He's trained by John Sharif, and he's coming from out west. And, I tell you, it's that point system. You can have a lot of money, but not enough points. And, you got to just kind of play along with it and see what you can do from a trainer standpoint. And like we said, it's about preparing your horses for this thing. It's going to be tough, to get these guys steered here. And so I got to thinking yesterday about one of the horses that had dropped out of the races. Unfortunately, he fractured a leg, a hind leg. It was Wild on Ice. That was the name of the horse. He was trained by John Marr. And he's a good trainer and a good horseman. But, he fractured it in training at Churchill on yesterday morning. And that opened up the spot for Skinner to get in. And that's how that happened. So it's going to be interesting to see now who this other horse is going to scratch, who it's going to be. But like we were talking about, the money here. The money here is very important. especially for breeding, when you go to breeding, right? You know, did the horse do good at 7 furlongs to a mile and a quarter or to a mile and a half like the Belmont? Now, you got to think about that. And the money, of course, the owners are always thinking about the money. You know, and are you going to run the big races? And that helps you get in there. But unfortunately, it's not money that gets you in, it's points. So you got to go for the points. And that's the thing that people really don't think about. You know, like in Maiden, is a grade two. They have a million dollar race over there. And it's good. It's good for them, for the trainers over there. But very few of these horses ever come out of Japan and come to the racetrack. And when you do see one, they really look good, like, you know, they're going to be something. But it's the American style of racing. Japanese horses tend to run with a very flat back, and they're not really getting into it. And so we had a couple that worked today at Churchill, and they look good, but they just, you know, there just wasn't that, you know, real pop to them, you know. And so you got to look at that. The Louisiana Derby, mile and 3/16 at the fairgrounds, it was won by King's Barnes, which is a Todd Pletcher horse. And, you know, he's gonna be right there. Todd's got him on a good schedule of training. And so that's really good, you know, to see that horse come out like he did. And Todd's going to have three in there this year. And they all come along pretty much. The only common thread that they had was that they were at Palm Beach Downs. They all went off in different directions, different races. And that's kind of nice when you've got a track like Palm Beach Downs where you can train these horses, you know, on an equal and level basis. You know, so, you know, we're sitting here and we're looking at the race here in King's Barn, Todd Pletcher horse in Louisiana. It's a $1 million race. And we got Forte. He wins a $1 million race here in Florida, the Florida Derby. And so now you're saying, oh, gee whiz. Where do you go from here? Then we had at Kingland, we had Tappet Trice setting up there, and he wins, you know, and you're looking at a $1 million purse, you know, it's the Bluegrass Stakes. So now Todd's got three horses from three different locations in the United States. You've got one in Florida, got one in Kentucky. We got one, you know, again, that came up and won the Breeders' Cup last year and really catapulted him up. And so now it's, wow, man, look at these horses go, you know, here. But that was the Bluegrass Stakes, the Santa Anita Derby. Practical Move, nice horse. Is he going to adjust to racing and training out east? That remains to be seen. You know, that's... I'm telling you, it's kind of scary when you start looking at, you know, these last few races, because you really can't do nothing much with them more than get them to, you know, by working them and all. So, you know, those are the works that are really important, and that's why you should join us in the morning at 7 o'clock and watch the morning works and get all that inside information and talk about horses that had ran their last race. And, you know, pretty much the top 7 or 8 horses have run in big races like the Arkansas Derby and the Florida Derby and, you know, that type of thing. And they're really just trying to polish them off. And now there's nothing you can do now with the horses, the 20 that will be entering the field. And you'll be able to watch the post position for the Oaks and the Derby pool Monday on IENTV.org at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You see all that live, and you get all the inside information from the trainers and the owners and the equine experts that are going to say, hey, I think you got a bad pull. I think you got a good shot. I think you got this. I think you got that. And go from there and see what happens. We have a horse named Blazing Seventh. He's out of the Derby. They're going to they're passing the bypassing the May 6th Derby at Churchill. Instead, they're going to point him towards the May 20th Preakness Stakes at Pimlico Racecourse. Blazing Sevens was 17th on the road to the Kentucky Derby on the leaderboard with 46 points. So the top 23-year-olds qualified for the race with the defection of Jace's Road, and he moves into the top 20. So now you got two horses that are really lightly, don't have that big experience like you know, some of the others have in it. And they're starting to look, at this time of year, this is the week, actually, that you really have to think about what you're doing with your horse. You're sitting here, and you're on, if you're in the top in the 20 horses that are going to run, you got to say, what do I have? Do I have a legitimate shot in making the Kentucky Derby this year for 2023? And it's hard to come with the reality of, you know, maybe I don't have the best horse. You know, maybe I don't have a horse that can win it. You know, do I want to spend a lot of money being in the race for the hoopla and the notoriety and the pictures and everything and run 18th or 19th? You know, there's a possibility there could be 19 horses ahead of you at the wire. You know, or you could finish first, second, third, fourth. You know, it's just a hard road to go. So I really respect these trainers and owners that are doing, you know, getting them out of there and saying, maybe I need a little more time. Skinner, you know, is a horse that he's continuing his training in a Kentucky Derby. He worked at Santa Anita Park. You know, so he's still there. And they're going to throw him into the mix of things. So, you know, I just hope that, you know, they do that. And what's interesting is when you go down and you start looking at the Derby, and like all this week, educate yourself. Get all the things that you can get on the horse in the Derby that you like, you know, our horses. Sit down, you got a whole week. You can come to IENTV.org, and you'll be able to see the post-position pull. You can print it off, and then you'll have it there, and you'll see, you know, what they think and what the experts think. And let me tell you something. I've been in this business a long time, and I'm telling you, when you take that horse over to that paddock, and it gets them all wound up, they hear the 150,000 people, they see the crowd, they see everything that's going on, that gets that adrenaline pumping out. That gets it pumping them, and it gets it pumping them in the grooms and everybody too, you know, and owners and everybody. And so once they get that going, then the horse is really getting crazy. But what you can do is take that sheet, the post positions on Monday, and take them out and look at them and make a few notes on them. Why you like that horse. You know, what do you think he's going to do? Where's he going to run at? You know, is he going to be first or last? You know, how's that going to be? So, you know, that's always fun to do with them. But let me tell you, when it comes down to this stage in time of the business, there's nothing that trainers can do that's going to make that horse get a jump ahead of you, you know, on next Saturday, a week from tomorrow. That horse is as fit as he's going to get. He's mentally as, you know, as solid as he's going to get. You know, it's just a matter of him going back and forth to the track in the morning for light training. And then, you know, come over on Saturday and you're the 150,000 people will and see what happens. You know, that's the thing that you got to look at and all. So, you know, I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to name a horse, you know. Show you how the Derby, everybody points to the Derby. 51 more. Saw a sign last year. 51 more weeks till the Derby, right after the Derby. You know, so you can tell that that's a horseman and they really like, you know, going to the Derby and being a part of it. And so it's true. Then you start again and literally, you know, here just in another 30 days with the Jockey Club at Churchill, that's going to pretty much set the precedent for, you know, how the horses are going to be, because they're going to have a bunch of two-year-olds that jump on that Derby trail within a month after the Derby. You know, and so it all starts over again. You know, and that's what I like about it. But to show you how people are thinking ahead of, you know, the next race and down the road where they can go. Today we got a release from the Blood Horse magazine. 4K is the favorite in the inaugural Preakness Future Wagering book. Now, can you imagine that? They've already started betting on, you know, the Preakness. They've already started that. And they've already come in, and they haven't even run the Derby yet. Forte was opened up at the 4-1 favorite for Preakness in 2023. Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, like, holy cow. You know, there's a $2 minimum in the Preakness Future Wager with an 18% takeout. And so, you know, that's not too bad, but, you know, to be taking, you know, those kind of bets now, it's kind of crazy, you know, that we're sitting here. You know, I said to my friend this morning, I told him, I said, look, I said, I don't gamble. You know, but I like to bet on. I said, I don't gamble. And I said, I like to eat so much and I like to do things. But, you know, a lot of people do like to gamble. And I suppose a $2 bet here and there is okay. You know, just as long as it doesn't get you crazy, you know, and bet and everything. Forte was the juvenile champion of 2022 that has won 6 of 7 career starters. 4 of them were grade 1 stake races. The Hopeful, the Breeders' Cup, Breeders' Futurity at Kingman, the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, and the Florida Derby at Gulfstream Park. So, you know, he really has a resume there that's second to none. And it was a long layoff between the Breeders' Cup, you know, races, and then back getting back on track this year for it. You know, but Todd knows how to get him right for it. He ended up with 190 points, and unbelievable in what this horse can do. March 4th, his 3-year-old debut in the Fountain of Youth, he won that. So, you know, he comes back off of a big layoff, caught a nice field there at the Fountain of Youth, and he wins. And he comes back, you know, and he wins the Florida Derby, you know, a month later. So now, wow, now you know how he got there. You know, the plan that you put out for your horse, you hope it goes like it has, like Tom Pletcher has. But it's consistent. You know, he's going to have horses at work tomorrow for the Derby. And a lot of horses will be working. Tune in and watch it on intv.org. And you can hear all the interviews that they have with the trainers and the owners. But, you know, so he's on a consistent pattern. And, again, it goes back to like we were talking about earlier in the year. It's about weather conditions, you know. If you look at some of the horses that are at the top level, they're consistently working. Like, you know, Todd works his horses once a week. Usually the same day, same pattern, same everything, you know, all throughout the horse's career. You know, we try to do that unless there's a setback somewhere along the line. Hopefully they're in. But, you know, like we were saying, the weather down south, you get you off that. And being off 3 or 4 days is not going to, you know, hurt your horse. He's not going to get out of shape. He's going to stay relatively in good shape. But the thing that people don't realize is, oh, well, he only missed 3 days. Well, yeah, he missed 3 days. But when he came back, what was track conditions like? Was he training on muddy, you know, surfaces? Was he training on dried out surfaces? You know, that type of thing. And so, you know, weather plays a big, real big point in what we're doing here. So that's going to be interesting to see how they come in. You know, Pletcher, he's loaded for bear now. You know, as they say, he's coming in ready to win some races. Then Brad Cox is the most represented. He's got 6 horses that will be going. Arkansas Derby winner, Angel of Empire, Champagne Stakes, and Bluegrass runner-up, Verifying, Lexington, winner, first Madison, our first mission, won the Withers Hit Show. He came up second in the Wood Memorial, the Jockey Club, and which this horse is nowhere to be found now, is Instant Coffee. Is one heck of a run. He's really good. You know, I said, man, I said, where did he come from? And everything. And I tell you what, it's not because they spent a lot of money on him. It's because he's a horse that has a hard time staying consistent. Instant Coffee, he's not consistent. And I have a hard time dealing with that. And so I just stoned him out completely. He's got a good resume. Got a good resume, but, you know, you don't know when he's going to show up or how he's going to be. There's a lot of individual horses that earned an automatic berth through the Preakness through the victories in qualifying races. Red Route won, 51 the winner in April, April 22nd. Bathhouse Row in Oakland. So there's a lot of new ones that will be coming up here. You know, see what they do. I tell you, I'm not a betting man, but I think it's going to be hard to beat Todd Fletcher. Because here, Forte has got for the Preakness is 4-1. Tappet Trice is 6-1. And then you got a whole slew of others. Kings Martin, which is a Fletcher horse, 15-1. You know, you just start going down through here looking, seeing who's here. My God, you know, why are they like that? Well, you know, people do something that good. I think they're all good. And I think any course can have a day like he did last year. But this year, I think it's going to be all Todd Fletcher. Because I've seen those horses work and see them go. You know, and it's awful, awful tough, you know, to beat that kind of horse. And they're consistent. All their works have been consistent with Todd's horse. Yeah, like I said, Brad Cox, great trainer. Brad Cox is a great trainer. But he was down in New Orleans, and there was a lot of weather down there this year. And now, in those days of weather, missing the track can be haunting him. And, you know, he said, oh, well, you know, we only miss the track X number of days, you know, because of the weather. But I said, yeah, but it's the track that you trained on after the weather had gone through. What was it like, you know, and how was it, you know, how did that go, you know, with it? So I was excited to see this week going on. It's been a real tough, long week for us here. And we're going at it. And then one of the things that I like to do is like nicknames the horses. Nicknames and quirks of some of the horses from the Derby this year. You know, you get a reputation once you start getting good. You know, what you're doing there with him. So I started looking and I said, my gosh, look at this here. In the months and weeks, you know, to come up that are going to be coming out, there's these horses running, they're all going to get a nickname somewhere along the line. Take, for example, Angel of Empire. Angel of Empire's nickname is Angel. You know, he kind of, you know, you know, that's what it is, you know. He was named, his nickname was Angel when he got it, you know. So some of them have to earn him. He didn't. He just got here. He's tough horse. Then we come down here to, let's see, Forte. Now, Forte, no nickname yet. His quirks are, fun fact, he was born with a floppy ears. And his favorite treat is grass. Cartoon character is Superman. And so, you know, they started comparing a lot of things. Favorite treat is grass. You know, most of them say mints or what, you know, what have you over there. Hit Show, his nickname is Feisty Man. Quirk for fun fact is quite spunky. His favorite treat are mints. His favorite cartoon character, the Little Mermaid. I don't know if I'd like that. You know, being a big old cult, be called the Little Mermaid. Come on, guys. Get with it. Jace's Road, nickname is Jace. He spends all day laying down and sleeping in his stall. I guess that could be good. His favorite tree are mints, and his cartoon character is Sleepy from the Seven Dwarfs in there. And then we're going to do a tap it twice here real quick. His name's T.T. He does not like standing out on the track and watching other horses train. He loves to train, and he just wants to get it going. He'll gallop the whole way with his ears pricked and relax. Favorite treat? He's not a treat guy. He turns his nose up at mints, but when it comes to his feed, he pins his ears back and he don't go near him when he's eating. His character, actor George Clooney, because he's handsome and he knows it. He also happens to be have gray hair. So, you know, those are the kind of things that we look like here, you know, with the horses. And they come along and they get their nicknames. And, you know, it's fun to know these kind of facts when you go to the track, you know, and you go see them out on the track and you can call them by their nickname and all like that. So basically, you know, what we were saying today is just try to find out as much as you can about the Derby this week. Get on the internet, go to KentuckyDerby.com. See what all they got, and, you know, just kind of go from there. And see, and join us on intv.org tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. For Morning Works live from Churchill Downs. And you can see all the horses that we just talked about and go from there. We got live racing from Keeneland today. We got live racing from all over the country today on America's Best Racing. And just join us on intv.org. And so hopefully we'll see you next week or hear from you next week. And we've got a big surprise coming up next Friday. Nobody knows it. Not even I know it. So thanks for tuning in and talk with you next week.